The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Chapter 4. Gajendra Returns to the Spiritual World. This fourth chapter describes the previous birth of Gajendra and the crocodile. It tells how the crocodile became a Gandharva and how Gajendra became an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There was a king on the Gandharva planet whose name was Huhu. Once, this Huhu was enjoying with women in the water, and while enjoying, he pulled the leg of Devala Rishi, who was also taking a bath in the water. Upon this, the sage became very angry and immediately cursed him to become a crocodile. King Huhu was very sorry when cursed in that way, and he begged pardon from the sage, who in compassion gave him the benediction that he would be freed for when Gajendra was delivered by the Personality of Godhead. Thus the crocodile was delivered when killed by Narayan. When Gajendra, by the mercy of the Lord, became one of the Lord's associates in Vaikuntha, he got four hands. This achievement is called Sharupya Mukti, or the liberation of receiving a spiritual body exactly like that of Narayan. Gajendra, in his previous birth, had been a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. His name was Indradyumna, and when he was the king of the Tamala country, following the Vedic principles, this king retired from family life and constructed a small cottage in the Malayachala hills, where he always worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead in silence. Agastya Rishi, along with many disciples, once approached King Indradyumna's ashram, but because the king was meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he could not receive Agastya Rishi properly. Thus, the Rishi became very angry and cursed the king to become a dull elephant. In accordance with this curse, the king was born as an elephant, and he forgot all about his previous activities in devotional service. Nonetheless, in his birth as an elephant, when he was dangerously attacked by the crocodile, he remembered his past life in devotional service and remembered a prayer he had learned in that life. Because of this prayer, he again received the mercy of the Lord. Thus, he was immediately delivered, and he became one of the Lord's four-handed associates. Sukadeva Goswami thus ends this chapter by describing the good fortune of the elephant. Sukadeva Goswami says that by hearing the narration of Gajendra's deliverance, one can also get the opportunity to be delivered. Sukadeva Goswami vividly describes this, and thus the chapter ends. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Tadade Varshir Gandharva Brahmaneshana Paragama Mumuchu Kush Suma Saran Samsanta Karma Tad Dere. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Tada, at that time, when Gajendra was delivered, Deva Rishi Gandharva, the demigods, sages, and Gandharvas, Brahma Ishana Purogama, headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, Mamuchu showered Kushuma Asharam, a covering of flowers, Samsanta, while praising karma, transcendental activity, tat, that, Gajendra Mokshana, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, Sukadeva Goswami said, when the Lord delivered Gajendra, king of the elephants, all the demigods, sages, and Gandharvas, headed by Brahma and Shiva, praised this activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and showered flowers upon both the Lord and Gajendra. Purport. It is evident from this chapter that great sages like Devala Rishi, Narada Muni, and Agastya Muni will sometimes curse someone. The curse of such a personality, however, is in fact a benediction. Both the crocodile who had been at Gandharva in his previous life and Gajendra, who had been a king named Indradyumna, were cursed, but both of them benefited. Indradyumna, in his birth as an elephant, attained salvation and became a personal associate of the Lord in Vaikuntha, and the crocodile gained his status as a Gandharva. We find evidence in many places that the curse of a saint, great saint or devotee, is not a curse, but a benediction. Text 2. Nadur Dundumbayo Divya Gandharva Nanritur Jagu Rishaya Charanasiddhas Tutus Tustus Vu Purushottamam. Synonyms: Nadu, vibrated, Dundubaya, kettle drums, Dia, in the sky in the higher planetary system, Gandharva, residents of Gandharva Loka, Nanritu, danced, Jagu, and sang, Rishaya, all the saintly sages, Charana, the inhabitants of the Charna planet, Siddha, the inhabitants of the Siddha planet, Tustuvu, offered prayers, Purusha Uttamam, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama, the best of males. Translation: there was beating of kettle drums in the heavenly planets. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka began to dance and sing, while great sages and the inhabitants of Charna Loka and Siddha Loka offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama. Text 3 and 4. Yoso Graha Savai Sadhya Paramascharya Rupadrik Muko Devala Sapena Huhur Gandharva Satama Pranamya Shirasadisam Uttama Shlokam Avyayam Agayata Yasodharma Kirtanya Gunasat Katam. Synonyms: Ya, he who, aso, that, Graha, became a crocodile, Sahi, Vai, indeed, Sadhya, immediately, Parama, very nice, Ascharya, wonderful, Rupadrik, possessing the forms of his, the form of his original Gandharva position, Mukta, was delivered, Devala Sapena, by the cursing of Devala Rishi, Huhu, whose name was formerly Huhu, Gandharva, Sattama, the best of Gandharva Loka, Pranamya, offering his obeisances, Shirasa by the head, Adisham, unto the Supreme Master, Uttama Shlokam, who is worshipped by the choicest verses, Avyayam, who is the Supreme Eternal, Agatyata, he began to chant, Yasadam, the glories of the Lord, Kirtana Guna Sakkatam, whose transcendental pastimes and qualities are glorious. Translation: the best of the Gandharvas, King Huhu, having been cursed by Devala Muni, had become a crocodile. Now, having been delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he assumed a very beautiful form as a Gandharva. Understanding whose, by whose mercy this had happened, he immediately offered his respectful obeisances with his head and began chanting prayers just suitable for the Transcendental Lord, the Supreme Eternal, who is worshipped by the choicest verses. Purport: the story of how the Gandharva had become a crocodile will be described later. The curse by which the Gandharva took this position was actually a blessing, not a curse. One should not be displeased when a saintly person curses someone, for his curse indirectly is a blessing. The Gandharva had the mentality of an inhabitant of the celestial planetary system, and for him to become an associate of the Supreme Lord would have taken millions of long years. However, because he was cursed by Devala Rishi, he became a crocodile and only in one life was fortunate enough to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and be promoted to the spiritual world to become one of the Lord's associates. Similarly, Gajendra was also delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he was freed from the curse of Agastya Muni. Text 5. So Nukam Pita Eshena Parikramya Paran Pranamyatam Lokasya Pasyato Lokan Swam Agan Mukta Kilbisa. Synonyms: Sa, he, King Huhu, Anukampita, being favored, Ishena, by the Supreme Lord, Parikramya, circumambulating, Pranamya, offering his obeisances, Tam, unto him, Lokasya, all the demigods and men, Pasyata, while seeing, Lokam, to the planet, Swam, his own, Agat, went back, Mukta, being delivered, Kilbisa, from the reactions of his sin. Translation: having been favored by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and having regained his original form, King Huhu circumambulated the Lord and offered his obeisances. Then, in the presence of all the demigods headed by Brahma, he returned to Gandharva Loka. He had been freed of all sinful reactions. Text 6. Gajendra Bhagavat Sparshad Vimokta Gyana Bandhanat Prapto Bhagavato Rupam Pita Varas Chaturbhuja. Synonyms: Gajendra, the king of the elephants. Gajendra, Bhagavat Sparshat, because of being touched by the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vimukta, was immediately freed. Ajnana Bandhanat, from all kinds of ignorance, especially the bodily concept of life. Prapta, achieved. Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rupam, the same bodily features. Pitavasa, wearing yellow garments. Chaturbhuja, and four-handed with conch shell, disc, club, and lotus. Translation: because Gajendra, the king of the elephants, had been touched directly by the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was immediately freed from all material ignorance and bondage. Thus he received the salvation of Sarupya Mukti, in which he achieved the same bodily features as the Lord, being dressed in yellow garments and possessing four hands. Purport: if one is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by having his gross body touched by the Lord, his body turns into a spiritual body and he can go back home, back to Godhead. Gajendra assumed a spiritual body when his body was touched by the Lord. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj assumed his spiritual body in this way. Archana Padati, daily worship of the deity, provides an opportunity to touch the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus it enables one to be fortunate enough to get a spiritual body and go back to Godhead. Not only by touching the body of the Supreme Lord, but simply by hearing about his pastimes, chanting his glories, touching his feet, and offering worship. In other words, by serving the Lord somehow or other, one is purified of material contamination. This is the result of touching the Supreme Lord. One who is a pure devotee, Anya Balashita Shunyam, who acts according to the Shastra and the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, certainly becomes purified. Like Gajendra, he assumes a spiritual body and returns home, back to Godhead. Text 7. Savai Purvan Abhadraja Pandyo Dravida Satama Indriyadum Na Iti Kyato Vishnu Vrata Parayana. Synonym: Sa, this elephant, Gajendra, Vai, indeed, Purvam, formerly, Abhut, was Raja, a king, Pandya, of the country known as Pandya. Dravida Satama, the best of those born in Dravida Dresh in South India. Indudrumna, by the name Maharaj Indudrumna, iti thus. Kyata, celebrated, Vishnu Vrata Parayana, who was a first-class Vaishnav, always engaged in the service of the Lord. Translation: this Gajendra had formerly been a Vaishnava and the king of the country known as Pandya, which is in the province of Dravida, South India. In his previous life, he was known as Indradumna Maharaj. Text 8. Sa ekadara dana kala atmavan grihita monavrata ishwaram harim jatadaras tapasa apluto chutam samarchayan Asa Kula Chala Shrama. Synonyms: Sa, that Indradumna Maharaj Ekada once upon a time, Aradhana Kale, at the time of worshipping the deity, Atmavan, engaged in devotional service and meditation with great attention, Grihita, taken, Monavrata, the vow of silence, not talking with anyone, Ishwaram, the Supreme Controller, Harim, the Personality of Godhead, Jatadara, with matted locks, Tapasa, always engaged in austerity, Apluta, always merged in love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achutam, the infallible Lord, Samacharyam Asa, was worshipping Kulachala Ashrama. He made his ashram in Kulachala, the Malaya Hills. Translation: Indradumna Maharaj retired from family life and went to the Malaya Hills, where he had a small cottage for his ashram. He wore matted locks on his head and always engaged in austerities. Once, while observing a vow of silence, he was fully engaged in worship of the Lord and absorbed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Text 9. Yadrichchaya Tatra Maharyasa Muni Samagamach Chishya Ganai Parishrita Tam Vikshya Tusnim Akritar Hanadikam Rahasi Upasinam Rishis Kuchuk Kopaha. Synonyms: Yadrichchaya, out of his own will, without being invited, Tatra, there, Mahashyasa, very celebrated, well-known Muni, Agasti Muni, Samagamat arrived, Sishiganai with by his disciples. Parishita surrounded Tam him, Bhikshya seeing Tushnim silent. Lakrita Aharna Adikam, without offering respectful reception. Rahasi in a secluded place. Upasinam, sitting in meditation, Rishi the great sage. Chukopa became very angry. Ha! It so happened. While Indradubna Maharaj was engaged in ecstatic meditation, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the great sage Agastya Muni arrived there, surrounded by his disciples. When the Muni saw that Maharaj Indradubna, who was sitting in a secluded place, remained silent and did not follow the etiquette of offering him a reception, he got very angry. Text 10. Tasma imam sapam adad asadur ayam durat makrita buddhiradya vipramananta visatam tamishram yatagajastamba matisadeva. Synonyms. Tasmai, unto Maharaj Indradumna imam this shapam curse adad he gave. Asadu, not at all gentle. I am this Duratma, degraded soul. Akrita, without education. Buddhi, his intelligence. Adya, now. Vipra, of a brahmana. Avamantra, insulter. Visitam, let him enter. Tamishram, darkness. Yata, as. Gaja, an elephant. Stabdamiti, possessing blunt intelligence. Sahi, eva, indeed. Translation. Agastya Muni then spoke this curse against the king. This king Indradumna is not at all gentle. Being low and uneducated, he has insulted a brahmana. May he therefore enter the region of darkness and receive a dull, dumb body of an elephant. Purport. An elephant is very strong. He has a very big body and he can work very hard and eat a large quantity of food, but its intelligence is not at all commensurate with its size and strength. Thus, in spite of so much bodily strength, the elephant works as a menial servant for a human being. Agastya Muni thought it wise to curse the king to become an elephant, because the powerful king did not receive Agastya Muni as one is obliged to receive a brahmana. Yet, although Agastya Muni cursed Maharaj Indradumna to become an elephant, the curse was indirectly a benediction, for by undergoing one life as an elephant, Indradumna Maharaj ended the reactions of all his sins in his previous life. Immediately after the expiry of the elephant's life, he was promoted to Vaikuntha Loka to become a personal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, in a body exactly like that of the Lord. This is called Sarupya Mukti. Text 11 and 12. Shri Shuka Vacha Evam Sattva Gato Gastyo Bhagavan Ripa Sanuga Indriya Dumno Piraja Arsi Distam Tad Upadaryan Apana Karjarim Yonim Atma Smriti Vinasinam Hari Acharnanu Bhuvena Gyadgajatve Pi Anu Smriti. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Evam thus Saptva, after cursing, Gata left that place, Agastya Muni, Bhagavan, so powerful. Nripa, O king, Sa Anuga, with his associates, Indradumna, King Indradumna, Api also, Rajarshi, although he was a Rajarshi, Distam, because of past deeds, taught that curse, Upadaryan, considering Upana got Kunjarim of an elephant, Yonim, the species Atma Smriti, remembrance of one's identity, Vinasinam, which destroys Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Archana Anubhavena, because of worshipping yet that Gajatve in the body of an elephant, Api, although Anusmriti, the opportunity to remember his past devotional service. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, My dear king, after Agastya Muni had thus cursed King Indradumna, the Muni that left that place along with his disciples. Since the king was a devotee, he accepted Agastya Muni's curse as welcome because it was the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although in this next life he was got the body of an elephant, because of devotional service, he remembered how to worship and offer prayers to the Lord. Purport. This is the unique position of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the king was cursed, he welcomed the curse because the devotee is always aware that nothing can happen without the desire of the Supreme Lord. Although the king was not at fault, Agastya Muni cursed him, and when this happened, the king considered it to be due to his past misdeeds. Tate nukumpam shushamik shasamana. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8. This is a practical example of how a devotee thinks. He regards any reverses in life as blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, instead of being agitated by such reverses, he continues his activities of devotional service, and Krishna takes care of him and enables him to be promoted to the spiritual world, back to Godhead. If a devotee has to suffer the reactions of his past misdeeds, the Supreme Lord arranges for him to be given only a token of these reactions, and very soon he is freed from all the reactions of material contamination. One should therefore adhere to devotional service, and the Lord himself will very soon see to one's promotion to the spiritual world. A devotee should not be disturbed by unfortunate circumstances, but he must continue his regular program, depending on the Lord for everything. The word upadharyam, quote, considering, end quote, is very significant in this verse. This word indicates that a devotee knows what is what. He understands what is happening in material conditional life. Text 13. Evam bimokshya gaja yutapam abja nabas tenapi parshadagatim gamitena yukta gandharva siddha vibhudar upagiyamana karmi Bhutam Svabhavanam Garudasanogat. Synonyms. Evam, thus, Vimoksha, delivering Gajarutam Pam, the king of the elephants, Gajendra. Abjanaba, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose navel sprouts a lotus flower. Tena, by him, Gajendra, Api also. Parshadagatim, the position of the Lord's associate. Gamitena, who had already gotten Yukta, accompanied Gandharva, by the denizens of Gandharva Loka, Siddha, denizens of Siddha Loka, Vibhudai, and by all great learned sages, Upigyamana, were being glorified karma, whose transcendental activities, Abhutam, all wonderful, Swabhavanam, to his own abode, Garuda Asana, sitting on the back of Garuda, Agat, returned. Translation. Upon delivering the king of the elephants from the clutches of the crocodile and from material existence, which resembles a crocodile, the Lord awarded him the status of Sarupya Mukti. In the presence of the Gandharvas, the Siddhas, and the other demigods who were praising the Lord for his wonderful transcendental activities, the Lord, sitting on the back of his carrier, Garuda, returned to his all-wonderful abode and then took Gajendra with him. Report. In this verse, the word vimoksha is significant. For a devotee, vimoksha or mukti, salvation, means getting the position of a Lord's associate. The impersonalists are satisfied to get the liberation of merging in the Brahman effulgence, but for a devotee, mukti, liberation, means not to merge into the effulgence of the Lord, but to be directly promoted to the Vaikuntha planets and to become an associate of the Lord. In this regard, there is a relevant verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.14.8. Tate nukumpam sushamik samono bunjana nevatma kritam vipakam yad ridvag vipurbir vidadams namaste jiveta yo mukti pade svadayabak. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, body, and words, and who always offers obeisances to you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation, end quote. A devotee who tolerates everything in this material world and patiently executes his devotional service can become muktipad sadayabak, a bona fide candidate for liberation. The word dayabak refers to a hereditary right to the Lord's mercy. A devotee must simply engage in devotional service, not caring about material situations. Then he automatically becomes a rightful candidate for promotion to Vaikuntha Loka. The devotee who renders unalloyed service to the Lord gets the right to be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka, just as a son inherits the property of his father. When a devotee gets liberation, he becomes free from the material contamination and engages as a servant of the Lord. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.10.6. Muktir hitvanyata Rupam Sarupena Vivastiti. The word Sarupa refers to Sarupya Mukti, going back home, back to Godhead, and remaining the Lord's eternal associate, having regained a spiritual body exactly resembling that of the Lord, with four hands, holding a Shankar, Chakra, Jagata, and Padma. The difference between the mukti of the impersonalist and that of the devotee is that the devotee is immediately appointed an eternal servant of the Lord, whereas the impersonalist, although merging in the effulgence of the Brahma Jyoti, is still insecure and therefore generally falls again to this material world. Aruna Krichena Parampadam Tata Patyantiado Nidrita Yusmadangriya, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32. Although the impersonalist raises to the Brahman effulgence and enters into that effulgence, he has no engagement in the service of the Lord, and therefore he is again attached to materialistic philanthropic activities. Thus he comes down to open hospitals and educational institutions, feed poor men, and perform similar materialistic activities, which the impersonalist thinks are more precious than serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Adrita Yusmad Angraya. The impersonalists do not think that the service of the Lord is more valuable than serving the poor man or starting a school or hospital. Although they say, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya, quote, Brahman is real and the material world is false, end quote, they are nonetheless very eager to serve the false material world and neglect the service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 14. Etan Maharaja Taverito maya Krishna nubavo gajaraja moksanam Svargyam rahat yasai Syam kali kalas masapayaham Dushvapna nasam kuru varya srinvatam. Synonyms. Etat this, Maharaj, O King Prichit. Tava unto you, Irita, described maya by me, Krishna anubava. The unlimited potency of Lord Krishna, by which he can deliver a devotee. Gajaraja Mokshanam, the delivery of the king of the elephants. Shragyam, giving elevation to the higher planetary systems. Yashashyam, increasing one's reputation as a devotee. Kali Kalmasa Apadham, diminishing the contamination of the Kali Yuga. Dushvapnanasam, counteracting the cause of bad dreams. Kuruvarya, O best among the Kurus. Srinvatam, of persons who hear this narration. Translation. My dear King Prichit, I have now described the wonderful potency of Krishna as displayed when the Lord delivered the king of the elephants. O best of the Kuru dynasty, those who hear this narration become fit to be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Simply because of hearing this narration, they gain a reputation as devotees. They are unaffected by the contaminations of Kali Yuga, and they never see bad dreams. Text 15. Yatanu kirtayanti etach cheyas kama dvijataya suchaya pratur utaya dushvapnadi upasyantaye. Synonyms. Yata, without deviation, anu kirtayanti, they chant etat this narration of the deliverance of Gajendra. Shreya kama, persons who desire their own auspiciousness. Dvijataya, the twice born, brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas. Shuchaya, especially the brahmanas, who are always clean. Prata, in the morning. Utaya, after getting up from sleep. Dushvapnadi, beginning with sleeping badly at night. Upasantaye, to counteract all troublesome positions. Translation. Therefore, after getting up from bed in the morning, those who desire their own welfare, especially the brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and in particular the brahmana vaishnavas, should chant this narration as it is, without deviation, to counteract the troubles of bad dreams. Purport. Every verse in the Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, is a Vedic mantra. Here are the words yatanu kirtayanti are used to recommend that this literature be presented as it is. Unscrupulous persons, however, deviate from the actual narration and interpret the text in their own way with grammatical jugglery. Such deviations are to be avoided. This is a Vedic injunction supported by Shukadev Goswami, one of the Mahajans or authorities. He says, Yatanu kirtayanti, one should recite this mantra as it is, without deviation, and then one will be eligible to rise to the platform of all good fortune. Shukadev Goswami especially recommends that those who are brahmanas, suchaya, recite all these mantras after rising from bed in the morning. Because of sinful activities, at night we have bad dreams, which are very troublesome. Indeed, Maharaj Yudhisthira was obliged to see hell because of a slight deviation from devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, dushvapna, bad dreams, occur because of sinful activities. A devotee sometimes accepts a sinful person as his disciple, and to counteract the sinful reactions he accepts from the disciple, he has to see a bad dream. Nonetheless, the spiritual master is so kind that in spite of having bad dreams due to the sinful disciple, he accepts this troublesome business for the deliverance of the victims of Kali Yuga. After initiation, therefore, the disciple should be extremely careful not to commit again any sinful act that might cause difficulties for himself and the spiritual master. Before the deity, before the fire, before the spiritual master, and before the Vaishnavas, the honest disciple promises to refrain from all sinful activity. Therefore, he must not again commit sinful activities and thus create a troublesome situation. Text 16. Idam aha harir prito gajendram kuru satama shunvatam sarvabhutanam sarvabhutamayo vibhu. Synonyms: idam, this; aha, said; hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead; prita, being pleased; gajendram, unto gajendra; kuru satama, O best of the Kuru dynasty; shunvatam, hearing; sarvabhutanam, in the presence of everyone; sarvabhutamaya, all-pervading Personality of Godhead; vibhu, the great. Translation: O best of the Kuru dynasty, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul of everyone, being thus pleased, addressed Gajendra in the presence of everyone there. He spoke the following blessings. Text 17 through 24. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Yemam tvam saras chedam giri chanda kandara kananam vetra kichaka venunam Gulmani Surapadapan Shringani Mani Dishyani Brahmano Me Sivasyacha Chirodam Me Priyam Dama Shveta Dvipam Chabashvaram Shrivatsam Kastubam Malam Gandam Kamodakim Mama Sudarshanam Panchajayam Janyam Suparnam Patageshwaram Sasham Chamat Kalam Sukshman Shriyam Devim Mad Ashrayam Brahman Naradam Rishim Bhavam Prahridam Evacha Matsya Kurma Varahadar Avatarai Kritani Me Karmani Anantya Punyani Shriyam Saman Hutas Sanam Pranav Vam Satyam An Avyaktam Govipran Dharman Avyayam Dakshyanair Dharma Patni Soma Kashyapayarapi Gangam Sarasvatim Nadam Kalindim Sita Varinam Varanam Durvam Brahmarishin Sapta Punya Shlokams Chamanavan Udapare Ratnarante Prayata Sukshamahita Samaranti Rapu Mana Mama Rupani Muchante Te Mahasho Kilat. Synonyms: Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, said, Yea, those who mam me from you, cha also Shara Lake, cha also Idam, this Giri Hill, Trikuta Mountain, Kadara Caves, Karanam Gardens, Vetra of Cane, Kichaka Hollow Bamboo, Venumum, another kind of bamboo, Gulmani Clusters, Sarapadapan, Celestial Trees, Sringani, the Peaks, Imani, these Dishniani, Abodes, Brahmana, of Lord Brahma, me, of me, Shivasya, of Lord Shiva, cha, also, Chira Udam, the ocean of milk, me, my, Priyam, very dear, Dam, place, Shveta Dvipam, known as the White Island, cha, also, Bashvaram, always brilliant with spiritual rays, Shrivatsam, the mark named Shrivatsa, Kastubam, the Kastuba gem, Malam, garland, Gadam, club, Kamudakim, known as Kamadaki, Mama, my, Sudarshanam, Sudarshan disc, Panchajanyam, conch shell named Panchajanya, Sparanam, Garuda, Patarga Ishwaram, the king of all birds, Shesham, the resting place of Sheshanag, cha and katmatkalam, my expanded part, shukshmam, very subtle, shriyam devim, the goddess of fortune, mat ashrayam, all dependent upon me, brahmanam, Lord Brahma, Naradam Rishi, the great saint Narada Muni, Bhavam, Lord Shiva, Prahradam Evacha, as well as Prahlad, Matsya, the Matsya incarnation, Kurma, the Kurma incarnation, Varaha, the boar incarnation, Adyai, and so on, Avatarai, by different incarnations, Kritani, Dun, May, Me, My, Kartmani, activities, Ananta, unlimited, Punyani, auspicious, pious, Suryam, the sun god, Somam, the moon god, Hutasaman, the fire god, Pranavam, the Omkar mantra, Satyam, the absolute truth, Avyaktam, the total material energy, Govipran, the cows and brahmanas, Dharmam, devotional service, Avyayam, never-ending, Dakshayani, the daughters of Daksha, Dharmapatni, bona fide wives, Soma, of the moon god, Kashapayo, and of the great Rishi Kashapa also, Api also, Gangam, the river Ganges, Saraswatim, the river Saraswati, Nandam, the river Nanda, Kalindam, the river Yamuna, Sitavarnam, the elephant Ayurvata, Dhruvam, Dhruvamaraj, Brahman Rishi, the great Rishi Saptap Savan, Punyashlokan, extremely pious, Cha and Manavan, human beings, Utaya, getting up, Apararatna Ante, at the end of night, Payata, being very careful, Susamatita, with concentrated mind, Smaranti, remember, Mama, my, Rupani, forms, Muchanti, are delivered, Te, such persons, Amhasa, from sinful reactions, Akilat, of all kinds. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, free from all sinful reactions are those who rise from bed at the end of night, early in the morning, and fully concentrate their minds with great attention upon my form, your form, this lake, this mountain, the caves, the gardens, the cane plants, the bamboo plants, the celestial trees, the residential quarters of me, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, three peaks of Trikuta mountain made of gold, silver, and iron, very pleasing, my very pleasing abode, the ocean of milk, the white island Svetadvip, which is always brilliant with spiritual rays, my mark of Srivats, the Kastuba gem, my Vajayanti garland, my club Kamodaki, my Sudarshan disc and Panchajani concho, my bearer Garuda, the king of the birds, my bed Sheshanaga, my expansion of energy, the goddess of fortune, Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, Prahlad, my incarnations like Matsya, Kurma, and Varaha, my unlimited all auspicious activities which yield piety who hears to he who hears them, the sun, the moon, fire, the mantra Omkar, the absolute truth, the total material energy, the cows and brahmanas, devotional service, the wives of Soma and Kashapa, who are all daughters of King Daksha, the rivers Ganges, Saraswati, Nanda, and Kamuda, are Yamuna, Kalindi, the elephant Ayurvata, Dhruvamaraj, the seven rishis, and the pious human beings. Text 25. Yemam stuvanti aneng naga pratibudya nisatyaye tesham pranatyaye chaham dadami vipulam gatim. Synonyms. Yea, those who, mum, unto me, stuvanti, offer prayers, anena, in this way, anga, O king, pratibudya, getting up, nisyatyaye, at the end of night, tesham, for them, prana atyaye, at the time of death, shall also, aham, I, dadami, give, vipulam, the eternal, unlimited, gatim, transferal to the spiritual world. Translation. My dear devotee, unto those who rise from bed at the end of night and offer me the prayers offered by you, I give an eternal residence in the spiritual world at the end of their lives. Text 26. Sri Shuka Vacha Iti Adishya Harishikesha Pradmaya Jala Jatormantamam Harshayan Vibhudanikam Aroruha Kandidhipam. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti thus, Adisya, advising Hrishikesha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Hrishikesh, Padmaya, blowing Jalaja Uttamam, the conch shell, the best of the aquatics, Harshayan, pleasing Vibhuda Anikam, the host of demigods headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, Aroroha, got up, Kanga Adipam, on the back of Garuda. Translation: Shishugare Goswami continued, after giving this instruction, the Lord, who is known as Hrishikesh, bugled with his Panchajanya conch shell, in this way pleasing all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma. Then he mounted the back of his carrier, Garuda. Purport: Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 4th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Gajendra Returns to the Spiritual World, end quote.